So you're saying that you think it should be a peaceful protest, and what the guys pulled back there was not a good thing?
No. When you intimidate the police, it just gives them more leverage to come towards us.
And that's why they kicked us out back there, because 7 guys ran up and threw bottles
at
them.
No, you can't. Normally a peaceful protest, you can defy them, but without throwing things at them.
Yeah. So you think if nobody was throwing things, that they wouldn't be gassing?
Well, I don't know, but there is such thing as nonviolent resistance.
Yeah? And so how have you been gassed in your nonviolent resistance?
Yeah. At least 5 times.
At least 5 times.
In less than 1 hour.
So do you think it kind of goes both ways, whether you're being nonviolent or whether you're throwing bottles, you'll still get tear gassed?
Well, I think you shouldn't do anything, because there's no way you can win against these guys anyways.
Because they have more firepower?
Exactly. We're here to protest, especially in peace, and we don't want, people coming up, burning things down, breaking windows. They come from all over the place. These are our streets. These are still our streets.
Are you from Quebec?
Yes, I'm from Quebec.
You're from Quebec. Do you think that the FTAA, the CELA, do you think that's a peaceful document?
No, not really.
Do you think it's more violent than these demonstrators are out here? In terms of what it does to the earth and what it does to people?
And that's for sure, but violence on our part won't solve anything either.
It won't?
No.
How did you decide that? Like, had you been at previous protests before and you decided it wouldn't work, or you just kind of have this...
No, it's just a feeling, I guess.
It's a feeling?
Feeling, way we've been brought up also.
The way you've been brought up? Are you guys brothers?
Yeah.
And coming out here today, did you guys tell your family that you were coming?
Yeah. Yep. They approved us.
They approved? Are they out here too?
No. Well, my father's working and my mother doesn't have a car, so
she would have liked to come.
She would have liked to?
Yeah.
Do you think they're worried about you guys out here, watching all this on the news and things like that?
I'm sure of it.
Yeah. So do you think, somebody asked me earlier, what do you think the message has been to them?
Well,
the police?
Well, to anybody inside of the Summit of the Americas, or on that side of the barrier, so the police...
I think no matter how much we protested, if they got a law that they want to pass, they're going to do it with or without
our approval.
Really? So why are you out here? Some people would say, since they're going to do it anyway, I'm not going to go and protest. But why are you out here?
Because
we still got to let them know our opinion, even if they won't listen.
So you don't think they're going to listen? So you don't think this will change anything, all this in the streets right here?
No, I think it's going to do nothing at all.
Nothing at all? It might deplete their supply of tear gas.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was loud. So did you know that the Quebec police had water cannons, had tear gas, had slugs and all of that stuff?
Oh, yeah, no. That was new.
That you knew? So you knew what you were coming into?
Yeah.
And you still came?
Of course.
How did you guys learn about the FTAA?
Well, my dad, since we were young, we've always brought up to observe politics and see what's going on. And my dad was always into that type of stuff, so he always wanted us to grow up knowing what's going on in the world, knowing our politics. And when we found out that the summit was going to be held in Quebec, we pretty much decided we were going to come down.
Yeah. You were going to come and be part of this.
Yeah.
It's still wonderful to see that there are many people gathering,
They're not going away.
There's always a couple of jerks that got to start stuff.
Yeah. Well, you can't police a protest from this side, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You can't make everybody abide by the same rules.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If you do, then you're just a cop.
Yeah. But I think there's no reason to throw Molotov cocktails into a bank. I mean, that's...
So where was the bank?
Oh, it was right over there.
Right over there.
Center Bank, CBC?
Yes.
Is that a big bank?
It's a pretty big bank. There was people inside the building, and they throw a Molotov cocktail into it.
Who put it out?
A couple of protesters.
Protesters put it out?
Yeah, and then they beat the crap out of the two guys that broke it.
They beat the crap out of the two guys that did it?
Yeah.
Really? Did they run away?
The two guys?
Yeah.
So what do you... I don't know, they were wearing black hoods and shades and black thing there.
Yeah, so they might still be around.
Yeah.
What are you going to take away from this weekend?
Take away?
Yeah, well, like your learn. Experience.
Well.
And learn.
Well, I learned pretty much that no matter what you do, you can't win.
No matter what you do, you can't win. How old are you?
18.
That's kind of a defeatist attitude, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but you can't win against the government, so.
Against the government?
Yeah.
So you have to change it from inside. You can't change it from outside.
Well, what if you just replace it with your own government? Would that work?
With our own government?
With your own government.
That would be called a dictatorship.
That would become a dictatorship? Isn't that what we have right now in the streets? The cops are dictating our peaceful protest?
The way they're making it look, yeah, it doesn't seem like a democratic country anymore. They make it look more like a banana republic.
A banana republic? So are you really that defeatist? That you don't think anything like this can ever change anything?
I think that, yeah.
I think people should educate themselves and go to school, learn as much as they can about politics, make their own opinions, and try to change things from inside. Not just out here. Out here, yes, there are people want to be heard.
And people are learning a lot, I would say. You said go to school and learn things, but I think they're probably learning a lot here, too.
They're learning a lot here, too, yes. Well, lots of them are students, also.
Yeah.
From all the CJEPs.
Yeah.
No, just change things. I believe you can do more change from inside than outside.
But whenever there's a big wall like that, can you really change things on the inside of the Summit of the Americas?
No, that's for sure. That's a form of provocation on their part.
That's a form of provocation?
Yeah.
So putting up that wall was the initial provocation.
Exactly. They knew that it would be violent from the beginning just by putting up a wall.
Now they're hosing.
So they made it that way.
Exactly.
And they got the hoses out again.
Yeah. Here comes the tear gas. There you go.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
The
problem. See, they get worried when the crowd gets too big. Then they figure it's time to back them off. But
they've
been. Even the large crowd isn't a threat as far as I can see to them until they, starts shouting and surging forward and getting ready to tear down the fence.
And we haven't seen that happen.
No.
And they keep firing this tear gas.
Yeah.
And they're using the water cannons on the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable, the level of police violence.
Do you feel like even with all this police violence that you've been able to get your message across to the summit?
Oh, yeah, certainly, because of them here anyway, and so are thousands of other people. I can see a few more people in here on Ground Zero, but I guess they don't want too many in here because as soon as there gets to be a number in here, they start this business up again.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from New York State.
Oh, yes, yes. Do you have any trouble getting across the border?
Yeah.
No? A lot of hassle?
It was actually pretty easy for myself because I met up with a border guy that had interviewed me before.
Oh,
and we kind of made friends. And
yes.
So he just stamped me all and all my friends and let me through.
Yes.
So you came here to talk about the Free Trade Area of the Americas.
Yeah, to protest the Free Trade Area of the Americas, yes.
And what are your particular issues with that document?
Well, not just the document, the whole idea. Like, I'm not so opposed to trade as long as it's fair trade, but I just don't see how it could possibly be fair trade. I guess you're going to vote here. I don't see how it can be fair trade with so many unequal partners. As far as I'm concerned, it's American managed trade.
Yeah, somebody was making a comment last night that this whole security perimeter is like America came and set up shop.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you see this, as a Canadian, I tend to think you see this kind of thing in the States with race riots and stuff like that.
Do you think that Canadians will actually express some dissent about what they've seen in the street here this week?
Oh, I think they probably will, yes. Well, for instance, the people living in all the areas down here, down the hill, they're getting all the gas because it's all drifting over their way. They're going to protest, I'm sure. And I'm sure other people are going to complain too, given the level of police violence and stuff along this tear gas and everything.
Yeah. How did you prepare yourself for coming out here? Was it an educational, emotional, spiritual?
Well, mainly concerned about social justice. Because of what I understood about the Free Trade Agreement in the Americas. Actually, there's no agreement yet. There's just talk about it. There won't even be one for probably another 4 years yet, but it's just in process.
Do you think they'll still go on with it, even with all this dissent in the street?
Well, I don't know. Well, they're making the right noises now. You know, our Prime Minister Jean Chrétien is talking about, trade. Well, even Bush was talking about it here, I understand, trade and freedom. And they're talking more about social justice and being fair to everybody and all that sort of thing, which is a message, I guess, that everybody wants to hear, but who knows if they've actually dropped the, you know, what that means in terms of the economic agenda.
You think there can be a social and an economic agenda?
Well, I think it needs... I don't like to see a race for the bottom. Like, I'm afraid the trade will all go in favor of the States and Canada, you know, the two strongest players, much to the disadvantage of all the other countries.
Everybody'll come back and they'll do it all again.
Yeah, that's it. They'll only encourage more protests. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
You know.
You're afraid of the protests?
Well, no, not afraid, but I mean, that's my concern. Everybody that's here will go to the next one, and more people too. Just keep growing.
Yeah.
Become more confrontational and so on.
Do you think they'll listen when it grows bigger? I mean, we got like 50,000 people.
Well, I understood. I'm not sure. I can't confirm it, but there was an announcement over here earlier today that CBC had announced that the summit was canceled. But I have no way to verify that.
I think it was postponed until
about 7
o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
The rumor I heard was that there's actually tear gas in the ventilation systems.
Oh, gee.
They're all up here, too.
Yeah.
So you think this level of police effort is going to shock some Canadians, and maybe something will come out of this that makes a law that says they can't do this again, like the security perimeter?
Well, the security perimeter is a legal issue that I understand is before the courts. There's one judge made a ruling on it, but apparently he exceeded his authority. And now it has to go to a higher court, probably the Supreme Court.
But it's all too late because it's up right there.
Yeah, well, it's up there, but it'll set a precedent for the next one.
Yeah.
I know the Teamsters and that are going to fight it.
Yeah. Have they come up here at all today?
Yeah, they were here. They were the guys that were talking about tearing down the fence this morning. But, of course, they got some tear gas and stuff, and like everybody else, and they backed off.
Yeah, well, my goal is to walk around the whole perimeter, and I haven't been able to do it, really, because, like, every side street...
No, I've been around the whole thing a couple of times. Like, it's hard to go right around because of the geography, the cliff down there and stuff. But I've been right down to the south end, and all that's down there is a police access. I thought that was where the dignitaries came up, you know, all the people attending the summit, but apparently it's just for the police, because they talked to an officer down there last night for quite a while. That's just for their own personnel to get in and out down the south end there.
Yeah.
After all, they'd have a heck of a time getting in and out around here.
All right, well, I'm going to keep moving.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
And why did you make the trip all the way up from Ithaca? That's quite a drive.
Because it's extremely important that somebody stop these corporate powers that are trying to ruin our lives and the earth.
Is this your first demonstration?
No, I couldn't even count how many.
Yeah? How old are you?
Oh,
if you don't
I'm
mind
ageless.
Me asking.
No,
you're
I'm
ageless. You're ageless?
Yes.
Yes? Well, what do you think about this demonstration compared to some of the others that you've been to?
It's a tremendous turnout from all over the country. I mean, many countries. Like, we've talked to a few from Europe that were right in the forefront.
And where else have you met people from?
Oh, from Vancouver, from Oregon, really far off places.
Yeah. And have you met any people from South America?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. What do you think about the wall that was built? Did you know that was going up before you came?
Oh, yes, I heard and read a little about it, and it's outrageous because I'm sure it cost the taxpayers, like, tremendous.
$33 million.
Yeah, and it's also the judge that it was challenged somewhere here, and he said, yeah, it's unconstitutional, but in the cause of order or something like that, he wouldn't do anything or she wouldn't do anything about it, which is also outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't think there should be a wall?
No, it's... Even the judge said it was unconstitutional. I know it is, and most people do. Plus, it was funded with all this tremendous taxpayers' money.
How does that wall affect your protest here in the streets?
Well, normally you're allowed to protest, you know, like in front of buildings and places, as long as you don't keep people from, you know, walking down the sidewalk and that. So I can see why it's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you haven't been able to be seen or heard by the
people going into
the Summit of the Americas.
Exactly. That's why the wall was put up there.
Yeah, because they don't want people to know that people oppose this.
Exactly.
They don't want the heads of state to know that.
Exactly.
If the security forces put this up, why would they have an interest in keeping the heads of state and other delegates uninformed about our dissent?
Well, it's their way of controlling the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. And how does this security force tie into globalization?
Well, they're the lackeys of corporate power, as are most of the politicians. They've been bought and sold, especially visible in the United States, where I've seen and gone to demonstrations, like, for example, to like healthcare, where all these politicians who are opposed to like Canadian style single payer healthcare, like we had all the evidence that they had accepted, like Dole, who was like one of the presidential candidates. Well, he was head of the Senate then, and he had accepted $780,000 from them openly. And so if that isn't buying and selling politicians, I don't know what is.
Well, the delegates in there are being bought and sold as well. I mean, the corporations were allowed to pay a certain amount of money to sit at the banquet tables with the delegates.
True. And none of these delegates were ever elected by anybody either.
So you see this as a completely undemocratic process, as well as an undemocratic security effort.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
But do you feel like you've been effective in your protests with all of their efforts to make it ineffective for you? Do you feel like you've accomplished a few things?
Oh, sure. It'll take a while, but the people, and especially, I was surprised at how many people that I spoke to personally in the streets that were supportive of us. They were a little concerned, and one lady said, you know, please take care of our city. And I said, of course we will. We're not here. And they were, most of them, I didn't even meet one who openly spoke to me that wasn't opposed to this FTAA.
Mm-hmm. So the people of Quebec City are opposed to it as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I guess they won't be holding any more Summit of the Americas in Quebec.
I doubt it. And we'll be, if they try to hold a summit somewhere else, my understanding is they're going to try to hold one somewhere, you know, in some remote place where no real people can get to except, you know, in their corporate jets or whatever.
Yeah. And do you think they'll ever listen to us?
We'll force them to listen, because I went to Washington, D.C. many, many times to oppose that illegal war in Vietnam, which was also unconstitutional because our politicians never declared war, which they are supposed to do constitutionally, and that Vietnam War was never. And yet it went on for a dozen, 10, 12 years, and approximately 60,000 Americans died, and who knows whether it was a million or two Vietnamese. And eventually we stopped them.
Eventually.
It took
time. How long do you think this will take?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But we won't give up.
Are you surprised at the level of intensity? I mean, Seattle was considered the landmark for North America in globalization protest, and Quebec is, you know, in North America. And again, we're talking about globalization. And we still have the strong numbers out here in the streets. Did that surprise you at all?
No, I think, like I say, I was really pleased to see that. I have no idea how many thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people all over the place. And it really was, you know, a welcome sight.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Here.
Yeah. And what do you think about all the different kinds of people that have showed up to talk about this issue? Does that kind of represent the different issues around corporate globalization? Do you think that it's all of the different kinds of dissent that people are trying to express here in the streets? Is it well representing all of the issues that you feel?
Sure, yeah. Sure, yeah. There's a tremendous variety of people here from all walks of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are the kinds of conversations that you're having in the streets here? You had talked about talking with people from Quebec City, but what about talking with demonstrators here in the streets? Are you learning anything while you're out here?
Learning that they're from all over the place, yeah. And from all walks of life, yeah.
But yeah. About the issue, are you learning anything new that you didn't know before?
No, I can't think of any offhand.
So was your trip up north well worth it?
Of course.
I think mine was too.
Thanks, Gretchen.
So you wanted to see more minorities out here?
Yeah, just to, you know. No, it's not about that, like, but it's just that I'm a minority and I'm here, and I'm like, I always hear like people say, complaining about this and that, and you know, like, why wouldn't, you know, whatever.
And what difference would that make for more people of color to be out here?
Well, it just shows more unity, you
more
know
unity?
What I mean?
More people give a damn about something.
Exactly, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, I'm from Toronto, it's like really minority based. You know, everyone's complaining, oh, cops, this and that, da-da-da. Well, here's your chance to do something, and you ain't here.
Yeah.
So, you know, quit complaining if that's the case. Yeah. If you want to do something, do something.
Well, did you try to get some friends out
yeah,
here that
definitely,
didn't come?
Definitely, you know.
Did they come?
They go in a club on
no.
Friday, they're not coming.
$60, you know, that's all it costs. $60 to come here and back, you know.
And they spent that in the club instead?
Yeah, they'd rather spend it in a club, you know, whatever, you know, alcohol, you know, gas money to get to the club, you know, and then go home and whatever, but...
Why do you think the club was more important to them than this?
Materialistic.
Several reasons, yeah.
Materialistic?
Yeah.
Bad media, the lack of education, the education system, how it's just... It's focused on, you know, how to be a millionaire by age 35. You know, RRSP investments and, you know, where to invest in, that's all you get taught. You don't get taught, like, you know, coming out just for, like, a cause, right? You come here and shit, people are so... We met so many friendly people, you know? Like, refilling our water bottles, helping out. You don't even know them, you just see them, right? Just, like, you know, just talking to anyone, right? But it just... You don't get that atmosphere in other places because it starts in the school system, too.
It starts in the school system?
Like it's a shame. Like back in the 70s, you have like a lot of high schools and college students coming in and you know doing something. Nowadays, you don't see many high school kids involved. You see mostly college and
mostly college age kids.
Yeah,
because they're not teaching anything worthwhile in high school. It's just God,
brainwashed.
How to be a millionaire? Just money is everything. Worship the dollar. Fuck. I mean, you need it to survive. But
so you'd like to see some kind of like. Demonstration class in school or
at least something progressive in school except you know obviously
some form of socialism
no. Everybody else says no
it sounds nice but it doesn't make sense yeah. Like just something better than fucking accounting and how to be
something
American.
About our own cultures
yeah what about the police and their response today
terrible I was helping somebody out, like, for the whole day. Yesterday, I was helping my friends bash down the fence and attack the police. Today, I started talking to the medics that are walking around, the free medics that are walking around while the protesters are protesting and getting tear gas in their eyes and helping people out. And they taught me how to treat people. So I've been treating people the whole day. Now, one guy got hit with the tear gas bomb right at the fence. I went to help that and help him out. And instead of them, I was screaming at the top of my lungs at the police that were right across from me, saying, look, I'm helping him out, medical assistance. He's just been hit. I'm just helping him out. Just allow us to get to an ambulance. What did they do? They reacted by blasting another tear gas bomb towards me and him. And he's already injured. That's that's not tactics of you trying to protect the summit anymore. That's you trying to control the people, you know, and that's, it's not good. The people, all that can come out of this is bad. This isn't the end, you know. Once the summit is over, there's going to be more protests and even more protests after that. Until they stop, you know, until they show some concern for the people in their country.
You think Canada's going to react to this level of police force?
No, I don't. Because Canada, for the longest time, seems to be, I don't know how to say this in a proper way, but it seems like they're sucking up to the U.S. Like, everything, like this whole trade agreement. The U.S. is suing us. California is suing us for their energy. But yet now we're ready to trade with them? Like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense.
I don't know how you can be a police officer, you know, attack your own people.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Like, I don't know what kind of brainwashing they had to do before this shit, but you see your own people.
Well, they demonize us, you know?
Yeah, of course. So they just keep showing the tapes. Even the mass media. Like, I don't know where you're from, but if you see, like, a Global van or a CTV van, you know what they're going to show. They're not going to show
like
shit.
What did Bush say yesterday?
They're going to show the four
the
guys.
The worst thing is, they're not going to show nothing, but yet they're getting tear gassed as well as the people around them.
No, but they're going to show the wrong story. They're going to show, like, you know, oh, a couple guys tried to make it over the fence, and a couple guys are drinking, and they're going to show, like, make it look like it was something shitty.
They're not going to show any kind of message or anything.
No, they're not going to do that. And they haven't been doing that for the longest time, because the same motherfuckers in that building have their trucks and are controlling the media outside. You know, think about it. Those are the people that run your TV, and how many people can come here, but how many are still at home watching, and that's all they're going to see.
Yeah. What's the message that you wanted to get out here that's probably not going to make it through corporate media?
Message, I mean, it's just
globalization people, isn't good for the planet.
If it's a mass movement by people, people stop tolerating some bullshit. It's a mass movement, right? It's not just one faction. It's all these different factions coming together to show that we don't agree with something. I mean, you know, the documents are secret, all this other bullshit's going on. It's so open. Like, if you just step back and look, what free trade and this is it, how can you support it, right?
So, you know, and if it was such a good agreement, and if it was so for the people, like most of the trade ministers that are here are telling the people, why on earth would we need so many police? Why on earth would the delegates need to be protected? Why on earth would they keep it from us if this is something that's going to benefit us?
Where's Fidel?
Yeah, where's Fidel? Fidel wasn't invited, huh?
He should have just came.
He should have just came?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, he came to the WTO even though he wasn't invited there. He came after the ministerial was over. He showed up there. So maybe he'll show up here after the fact.
Yeah,
hopefully.
All right, guys.
All
right. Have a good one.
Take care.
Nice talking with
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
What we need is a middle-of-the-road kind of view. Something that moves people that are uncertain because they live by the media.
Yeah.
This is a media event. There's media here from everywhere.
So there's almost too much revolutionary activity going on.
No, I think that there needs to be more revolutionary activity because it's impressing people that there's sincerity amongst a generation that is going forth to lead us into the new economy. It's not my generation that's going to deal with this economy. We're retiring and it's your generation that's going to have to live with it, and if the attitude and the ideology is there to influence my generation to make a little bit of space, then maybe there's some optimism or hope for you guys, but you've got the streets controlled. I mean, this is Brazil.
Here. Yeah, here.
I think globally.
Yeah.
Terrorism works.
And you think this is terrorism?
Well, this is white middle class Anglo-Saxon American terrorism. This isn't China or Cuba or Angola or anything.
Mm-hmm.
People romance those things, but they haven't taken bullets or seen their buddies tortured or shot or anything.
What kind of terrorism is the fence and all the police and all that stuff?
Well, that's ideological terrorism, and it's very serious because it encroaches on a free state, which is supposedly democratic. It's changing the texture of the whole thing, you know. This is like the last vestiges of democracy, which has been basically a social economic reality based in capitalism. You know, democracy was sort of the underlying or underwriting of capitalism. which is the way the thing worked. And it, you know, it has been effective, you know, like the Masons, the Rotary Club, the whole strata and structure of life.
The Security de Quebec and...
Well, yeah, they're doing their job, and I was going to congratulate them because, at Akwesasne and different places, these guys are vicious. I've been taken down by them before, and they've shown great restraint, and the kids have been showing amazing courage.